A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about an upsurge in inter-political violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the rise in inter-party political violence.
Opposition MDC President Moken Tsvangirai today visited Budiriro Member of Parliament Costa Machungauda, who is begging for life at a local hospital following a vicious attack by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in the constituency on Thursday night. The opposition party is alleging that political violence is on the rise in the country.
There are also reports of political harassment and beatings, and of course, adding to the abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted on the 9th of March, and his whereabouts up to now are still unknown.
What do you think about the upsurge of violence in Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kungaku jalo ke foit.
Honguka hamadzadiwa nasi tiri kuti tinge tichitarisa ne zviri kunzi zvikuru nevae mapato anopikisa inyaya yemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika yavari kuti inenge yatanga nezuro mumiriri we budiriro mudare reparamende vaCoster Machingauta vakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye iko zvino vari muchipatara kudzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita sana Mashonaland Central kune mashoko ekutiwo kunenge kwaberekera ingwe vamwe variko vanenge vari kuti vakutyirawo upenyu hwavo asi bato riri kutonga rezanupiefu riri kuti aiwa zvimwe zviri kutaurwa izvi ndezvemugotsi matsuro hakuna munhu ari kurohwa Gibbs.
Ye, zuru kandaba lingachona njani lapha likhona. Sikwazi namhlanje ukuthi lifuna ukuthi ligijimele lapha eliya khona. Ye, ngoba it was a Friday. Ye, lapha ke sithi lingahamba emakhaya, sike sithi sikwetshise sindawonye. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje ke, yilokho sokwenzakala okwenzakala eHarare. Sizwile ukuthi kulabantu beMDC abathi bachayiwe bechaya ngabantu abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU-PF. Omunye walabo abachayiweyo ngumnumzana uCoster Machungauta. Yena ongumeli wedale leparlamente khona ngale eButiriro eHarare. Ye, sizwile njalo ke ukuthi abeZANU-PF bathi lokhu ngamanga ukuthi ibandla leli dilabantu abachayiweyo. Njalo bathi kukanya zani baphonga ukucabangela nje ukuthi ngabantu bezanu kungabe kungokunye nje abangakwaziyo ukuthi kuvela ngaphi. Kodwa ke siyezwa kule mbiko ebuyayo lapha Blessing kuthiwa eMash Central kungazani abantu bangani bathole senzima khona ngale. Ye, so ngizwa uproducer wethu sithi sesingani sesithola umuntu lapha ecingweni kambe singasilobani.
I think we have two of our guests. First we have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, a political analyst who leans ZANU-PF. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Obet Gutu, spokesperson for the opposition MDC. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mr. Gutu, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. Challenger.
Yes, yeah, I think the first lesson I have to do is blessing, then I'll come to you. So, Mr. Kutu, you know, we have been seeing pictures of people butchered, you know, online, and everywhere you go, you see those pictures. So, we are told that most of those people were members of the MTCT. What happened?
That's very true, Gibbs. I can actually confirm that of late there has been a resurgence of politically motivated violence. Only last night in Harare, in Budiriro, at Budiriro 4 Shopping Center to be precise, Honorable Costa Machingauta, who is the Member of Parliament for Budiriro constituency, was brutally and mercilessly assaulted by no less than 15 young people who were wearing ZANU-PF regalia, ZANU-PF t-shirts. He was actually in the company of his friends and other colleagues at the local shopping center in his constituency in the neighborhood of Budiriro. And these youths then, upon seeing him, they called him to come to where they were outside the shop. So he innocently went to where they were, hoping that maybe they wanted to discuss something to do with the constituency or some other such peaceful discourse. But before he could do even say anything, they set upon him with booted feet, with iron rods, knob carries, and started assaulting him all over his body. They did not give him any chance to even speak, to ask them why they were beating him up. They just beat him up and so savagely that they left him for dead. And upon seeing that he was badly hurt, they disappeared into the darkness, and he had to be ferried to a local private hospital here in Harare. And over and above that, there is a group of our supporters consisting mainly of elderly women in their late 60s, some in their early 70s, who were on their way back from Budiriro, going back to Mfokos, where they stay. They were then set upon by another group of ZANU-PF youths when they arrived in Mfakose, and then they were beaten up so savagely that we feared strongly that one of the old ladies might have actually lost sight in one of her eyes, in her right eye. Then the commuter omnibus that they were traveling in was smashed. The windscreen was completely destroyed. And this has been happening, and you can actually see that as a follow-up to the abduction of Itai Zamara, there is actually a serious deterioration of the security situation in this country, particularly in Harare, and because obviously ZANU-PF knows that Harare is one of the MDC strongholds, and you can actually see that they are trying to instill fear in our supporters, trying to instill fear, and we actually even suspect that they are trying to assault and even assassinate some of our members of parliament, now that we have come up with a solid resolution that we are not going to participate in any by-elections or any elections for that matter until certain specified political and electoral reforms have been carried out.
Thank you.
This is actually a systematic campaign of violence, and we are very, very concerned as the MDC.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Ngwenya, you have the right to respond.
It's not that it is so shameful that
Mr. Ngwenya, if you can move a bit from where you are, because we can hardly hear you, I think there's a bad connection there.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now. Perfect.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I'm saying it is a shame and a pity that the MDC has resorted to this barbaric way of trying to seek attention in this Zimbabwean society, yet it pushed itself to this irrelevance by choosing not to participate in any democratic election. You see, it is not a secret that MDC is a party of eternal violence. This even was Mangoma was in front of the leader, the MDC leader. Now that they are not participating in this election, they are trying to seek relevance by resorting to these barbaric methods. If you look right now, the most relevant opposition political party would be NCA, that is fielding candidates everywhere the election. But unfortunately, for this party, MDC, they have resorted to this barbaric method. If you check what they are really talking about, imagine in Central, who would resort to violence or fighting against MDC? That never even showed the candidate during the just ended by-election in the Mount Darwin West seat. Even anyway. So really, this is an internal job, and it's not new. MDC has been known for this kind of behavior. There is no ZANU-PF or any other fan or a supporter of ZANU-PF would resort to violence towards this, because it is not a threat in any way to anyone in ZANU-PF or in Zimbabwe. It's just a simple ship. It has already sunk in threat. Therefore, they are only trying to seek relevance right now. It's so shameful that we have honorable people alleging such kind of barbarism towards ZANU-PF, yet there is not even a single case. Yet we know very well that those are just allegations, and that is an incredible job that can well be traced to MDC itself.
Mr. Kutu, is this an internal kind of job? Just a few seconds, respond there.
Far from it, Gibbs. I mean, why should it be internal? I mean, I'm actually surprised that my colleague from ZANU-PF is coming up with this, with respect to ridiculous kind of statement. There is really absolutely no issue of an internal job, because we had a very successful rally yesterday that was addressed by our party leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. It was one of the best attended rallies ever here in Harare, notwithstanding that it was held on a Thursday afternoon. And it was so clear that there were thousands of people who gathered at very short notice in Glenview for the rally. And what we suspect happened is that ZANU-PF, because of the DNA of violence that is inherent in them, they got very upset and very irritated, seeing that our support base continues to improve, to actually even get better than before. And I believe this is the typical ZANU-PF style. When they feel that they are under pressure, that they are facing a strong political opponent, they resort to what they know best, i.e. violence, brute force. This is precisely what happened. These are ZANU-PF thugs who beat up Honorable Machingauta. It is on record that they are ZANU-PF thugs because they were wearing ZANU-PF regalia.
Thank you very much.
Tine mwe mtere tisata zokira kuna vangwenya. Mbuya, makadi.
Takasimba makasimba ere.
Aiwa, tirinani zvedu. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kunzi nevamwe yatanga vamwe vachiti hakuna zviriko.
Ini pamhirizhonga iyi ndine vamwe mafungiro angu akasiyanawo.
Haitingi
vagutu sipose zvavanoita neMDC zvakanakira ivo, pana hazina kunakira nyika. Vozvisa kuitika chakaipa kumunhu wavo vatanga kuti ZANU-PF. Pakafa munhu akaona munhu afa vanonoclaima kuti munhu aurawa neZANU-PF. Ingaa nyika rudzii. Munoda here kutonga nyika yadonha pakuti womumakete wenyika ine zvakanaka? Kuno kuna nasafutsaurika kwatiri kunoitika misindo yakawanda zvikuru. But last week munhu weEFF wamalema akashutwa muJoburg. But hatina kumbonzwa malema aitaura kuti ANC chichi. Vanhu vanorespekta makotsi avo, vanhu vanorespekta majaji avo, vanhu vanorespekta mapurisa avo nesecurity sector yese vanoirespekta. Imimi vanhu veMDC hamunobuda pamaredhio muchisora mapurisa acho amunoda kuti mangwana vakubatsirei, majaji amunoda kuti mangwana atonge nyaya dzinyu. Pamunohwina nyaya dzakatiwana ngodzo rakahwina nyaya dzaakahwina pani pamazuva apera, takanzwa muchitaura kuti mimi ndo dhemokrasi. Saka pamunohwina imimi ndo panenge pari right, ndo panenge pavanhu vari right ipapo. But pamunoluza moti imimi zvinhu zvaipa izapiye. Hamuone here kuti ndee muchitaura nyika pakaipa? Ndimi vagutu makazvisa. But nyika muri kuisa papi nematauriro enyu amunenge muchiita, muchipembedza nyika mune zvakaipa. Hamuna proof, hamusi investigator. Mapurisa amunosora muchisora, masoja amunosora muchisora, ndoo mamunoda support. Muchatonga here nyika isina mapurisa? Muchatonga here nyika isina masoja? Muchatonga here nyika isina majaji?
Vagutu, pindurai tinzwa.
Handina kumbosora mapurisa, handina kumbosora masoja, handina kumbosora kana ani zvake. Apa tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri. Tati vanhu vanenge vaita zvehunhu ubu
zvomhara patsetsetse zvokurova vanhu zvakaitwa nemayouth ezanu nezuro vanotori nebhesi pabudiro 4 shopping center tikaendapo izvozvi totowana pane bhesi rezanu vanosera vachiimba vachimwadoro vachisvuta mbanje vachivhundutsira vanhu apapa handizivi kuti nyaya yekuti tiri kusora mapurisa kusora majaji kusora masoja yapinda pakuita sei handina kumbosora tiri kungotaura zvinhu sezvazviri kuti Costa Machingauta anova iye memba wepalamendi webudiriro akarakashwa nemayouth ezanu fact handizivi kuti kuvandaiitaurezvimwe zvingapfuura ipapo totaura
asina mbodzi wamalema achitaura kuti iye achidwa neanc akamirira mapurisa aite basa rawo koimi mapurisa mutaazi kujoinza ndiri kutitsangaza nepaitaurawona navatsvangira vachiti mapurisa nemasoja vakazodai vakazodai saka ndopa ndinoshayawo kuti koimi munoda kuti zviitwe
nanisa nemasoja tinovafarira zvikuru tinotovarwira chaizvo hondo dzavo dzakanyanya dzokuti vanhu vanoshungurudzwa nehurumende vachipuwa mari shoma shoma dzimwe nguva peo yavo isingauyi nenguva uyezve ichiuya iri doko doko ndo vanhu vatinonyanya kufarira ivavo zvatinoshora zviito zvenyanya dzimwe dziri muzano dzinorova vamwe dzinobhinya vamwe dzinobira vamwe ndo politiki dzedu dziri pachena
handipikisani nemi vagutu but ndopikisana nemi pakuti imimi munotanga kujajira mapurisa munotanga kujajira vanhu vanofanira kuita basa ravo imi ine democratic country yamunoda kuona imimi motanga mavapa kuti izanhu ndezvakati hazvina kuitwa zvakati hazvina kuitwa voitawo sei basa ravo muri lawyer muri mupurisa muri jaji muri zvese matoona kudhara kuti izanhu kana ari matsotsa akatora advantage achisanganisirawo nezviri kuitikawo kuti okay avanovengana nemdc munhu anogona kungourayiwa pane vanhu vairobhwa muno mazuva apera taita nemazuva ano tiri kungonetswa muno musouth africa isivana vezimbabwe nevane dzimwe nyika but pane matsotsi vanotora
advantageaoaiaeizano
vachiiaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa vanoita imimi ona.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Munotaurira izo vana veZimbabwe. Tinofunga tine magrade 7 makasvika kuuniversity. But tisu vacho vanovhota vacho nevanovhota vari muZimbabwe. Vanofunga kana muchitaura zvinhu taurai muchitaura kuti nyango anokuteera ega anoona kuti aiwa apa zvechokwadi munhu ataura. Mukangotaura muchingomunga zvinofadza. Munhu akwanisa kuanalyza makore ano mufunge zvei.
Petai henyu vagutu tiende kune mumwe muteereri.
Iri ndiri vashamisika zvikuru nokuti apapa handina kushora mapurisa handina kushora majaji handina kushora masoja ndiri kushora zviito zveminyaminya dzanga dzakapfeka matisheti ezanu dzakarova Costa Machingauta anova memba weparamende webudiriro iyo ndiyo fact handingarambi tingodzokorora zviri pachena kuti Costa akarwari vanhu vanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu andesi kana comrade ava vachiti vanhu avanga vakapfeka yunifomu dzezanu matisheti ezanu vasiri vezanu then that's a different ball game but tinozviramba nokuti panotova nebhesi rezanu pabudiriro shopping center ipapo ndinopaziva panotozivikanwa kunzi pane bhesi rezanu panogara pane maite ezanu vachisvuta mbanje vachimuna doro vachivhundutsira vanhu.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs ngwani.
Yes, lo mnumzana unkosi lapho se Botswana. Baba Nkosi ungawuchona njani?
Hayi, jona njani futhi.
Ngizachona kakhulu kunjani Botswana?
Hayi, Botswana ku right kaqanda kancane.
Hawu boni ke, natutaba.
Yeah, hayi. Ngiyawezwa amadoda bayakhuluma ongwenya. Lalo munyu baba lo ka defona. Mina angikwazi ukuthi ungwenya ibhiski tsalilumi leli le cream ubane okungekho khona ama lemon cream. Ungakhumbula soon after independence 1980 more than 20,000 Zimbabweans Ndebeles were killed by iZanu PF iGukurahundi. Soon after that during immobilization uMnangagwa wathe interviewer ijournalist eyomlungu wambuza ukuthi yena kathi njengoba kuthiwa abantu bayabulawa emathebeleleni linalithini njengoba liyigovernment. Umnangagwa wathi yena akakwazi ukuthi kulabantu ababulawayo emathebeleleni. Wakuphika lokho. After that, wathi yena sephendula futhi wathi yena, there are stories in the Northern Ireland. It depends on the story, the one that you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then, after that, who president was ZANU? President Robert Mugabe, who is the president even today? He came back to say it was a moment of madness. The point that I'm trying to make here is that, firstly, they denied there were people who were being killed in Matabeleland. When the statistics came, it was more than 20,000. Who President Mugabe agreed and wavuma akazange akuphike what it was a moment of madness. But bakuphike umnangako. We have a problem with ZANU PF. They don't want to accept ukuthi kulobudlwangudlwangu ababenzayo. Abafuni ukuvuma kodwa kuliqiniso. Kathesi uNgwenya uyaphika abantu bakibe uNgwenya bafa babulawa yikukuround. Uyakuphika ukuthi kulabantu bakibe abafayo. Ungaze ungitshele ukuthi kusasa ilanga liyavuka liphume ekuseni ukuthi kaliphumi. Liyathi litshoni la ngumtshele ukuthi ilanga liyatshona nantana selitshoni ukuthi kalitshoni. Ngenxa yokuthi baphika izinto eziphilayo, baphika izinto ezenzakalayo. Isepithi ukuthi kathesi ngikhona kunanzeleleke ukuthi abantu asebesokusiba nobudlwangudlwangu sokusenzakala emashonaland. Thina kwathi kusenzakala kithi, even human rights azange siyibone. Ama-lawyer la agcwele kathesi, we never seen these lawyers. Most of the people died until today. And the next thing basitshela ukuthi abalasikhathi sokugebha amangcwabo. Baphika izinto azaziyo. UNgwenya angikwazi ukukhuluma, nangikwazi wadlani. Angikwazi ukuthi kumbe yindlala leyo Ngwenya okiyo. It's a pity, my friend. Unkala wadubekele Goli isikhathi losesinyathela ngembamba. Enathi itiye ko-Dr. Khumalo lapha, ethe yena ubundebela ngabe ugeza, ngabe uyagezwa. Lawe siya kuwe. Uzawudinga umlindi uswele, ususwele ukuthi abantu bakini uzabuyela njani kibo. Uza kuyafela emazweni. Because uphika into eyenziwa ebantwini okumele ikhuzwe, ilungiswe. Wonke umuntu avume ukuthi konakele kulungiswe. Namba ne-ANC babathani benzeni. Bakhali mozuma bakhuze. Abe-EFF bajikijelani bakhalime bakhuze. Kanti lina lingabanjani elingafuni ukuthi kukhuzwe abantu bakhalimele bakhuzwe batshele ukuthi elikwenzayo kuwrong. Abantu abenu bophela nini izinja zenu.
Yes, bongile kakhulu Nkosi.
Bophelani Ngwenya, bophelani izinja. Imidlwane yenu le ibophelani. We are sick and tired of staying in a state okokuthi abantu babulawa njengenkukhu every now and then. For how long? 37 years. Until today we are still suffering from ZANU PF brutality.
Sibongile kakhulu Nkosi.
Please, siyalicela Ngwenya, advise your people. Njengoba usungisikhulumele, urugare kumbe is suffering at this. Lokho sithi ndina kuzingwa kuzana, wadzingwa kuzana is gone. You will be the next. I want to tell you, my boy, you are very young kuzana PF. Namba tit mazintas. Namba my mujuru, they are out of ZANU PF. Babe sala bedeja betika baphuma kuzana. They are out.
Yeah, what is yes, yes, so sithi baba Ngwenya akumphendule kancane kona.
Yeah, lapha umfowethu uyahumana ngoba lapha sikhulumi ngendaba zeground sihlala sikhuluma yizo indaba zonezi eziletha izenophobia ukubulalana kwabantu. Kanye manje kumnandi nxa abantu bebulalana kanjalo yini. Sikhulumi ngendaba zeground lapha sihlala sikhuluma ukuthi indaba leyo yakhulunywa ngamadala bethu onkomo basayinela naphansi ngo-1987. Nangu umuntu lapha sefuna ukubonga ukuvusa imizwa yabantu. Ngendlela engadingakaliyo lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yebuliliro athi ukuhumana
ukuphika futhi ukuphika.
Ye mana qedise baba Nkosi qedisa
ngwe lapha sikhuluma ngendaba yeground sikhuluma ngendaba yebuliliro lapha sikhuluma imicijo ekhona ama facts akhona ukuthi abantu be MDC uThupi Stevenson wachaywa uMangoma wachaywa uJangire ekhangela uOshman Ncube bonke bafakazi ukuthi abantu be MDC banevelen manje lokhu ufuna ukuletha lapho uGugulandi kuvela ngapi asikhulumeni indaba eyiyo edala emadoda athi uhlanganisa indaba sizama ukudlala ngemizwa yabantu.
Ye uthi lina liyaphika uthi liyaphika nxa lingakwenza ngamafutshane 10 seconds.
singathiya singincwasi ngakwenza asikhulume mntwana ngamafethi khuluma ubufakazi bakho siboni anti mina ngiyabuphi ubufakazi bami khuluma ubufakazi anti ngikutshela ngendaba zegugurani lapha sinika ubufakazi ukuthi umuntu webulili watshaya nabantu bezanu pia
ye hayi sizwile kakhulu ke
zaba ke gift mauthi ngimphendule ma ubona iphakethi lamabhiskit abhalwe lobels uza kuthi ibhiskit eliphakathi kasilole lobels ubona kusield kubhalwe lobels nxa labo bantu kade begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu p f sithi ngabe-NDC bona begqoka ama-t-shirt ezanu p f
so wona
nxaezanu kuyini okuphikayo inkinga yami lawe ngwenya ule problem yokufuna ukuzenza umuntu olungileyo kuzanu p f betraying your own people wena ngwenya
ye ngithi kolapho ngibe ngumlamlankunzi hayi sengizwile badala bethu ngwenya ubambe khonapho baba nkosi sibongile kakhulu kakhulu sinomnye umlalelo osesecingweni sibongele nkosi.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And of course, tonight on live talk, we are talking about inter-party political violence. And at times, it tends to be heated. We expect that to happen. But the good thing is that here we can agree to disagree, but we do it without fighting. We have to disagree peacefully. That is rega itende une mwe mutereri mukoma tambu kana kuti shumba makadii kwaseke aiwa tiripo taurisa izvishoma hamusi kunyatsonzwika nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa
aiwa ndaiitwa mwana wababa zamusiyosiyavirainza shamwana
ko muri kuita nge muri kutya seito nhai shumba taurisa izvishoma
zamusiyosi yauraya nyika mwana wababa
sei muri kudaro
vanhu tirikutambura kuno kutambura zara iriko basa hakuna vanhu takunyeperwa manje kunje yaiitambira chikafu zakaita zvino kwateke kwachirimamhura marumuzira anaya vanhu vakonzi yaiisipo yaiisipo wozizizoa kunyoreka mazika apa vada kuumba nehindi makero avo vanhu vese nevanadii nevanadiki vanhu vane zvisupa kwakunzi yai zvekunyepero saka pre yai international community yabatsira nyika irino tatambura tatambura
ko nyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwai muri kuionawo here ikoko kana kuti munoionawo sei zvinoitika here
zvinoitika izvozvo vambambidzi zvinoitika chaizvo makanselas vanouya vachipresena vanhu nyayechikafu vanhu vanenge vakudzii kana usina kuteera zvezvanitieva upfumi wechikafu ndiona nyaya iri kuurira kuti
aiwa tinotiinational
community dzaibatsire vanhu vari muzimbabwe nezvinokumizara mabasa hakuna nezvinokapinda marari kupinda mutaundi yaizvi sunshine city akutyisa kufamba netsoka unenge ucharohwa nemupama nemunhu vatika madomasi emunhu
aiwa vashumba rambai zvenyu makabata tichadzoka kwamuri timbotora kabreki zvishoma shoma asi tiri kudzoka kwamuri Gibbs
ye ngilo munumuzana umlilo kulangapo ke Botswana ubambe lawe ungaika chana kulapo
yes and Mr. Ngwenya and also Mr. Gutu please stay on the line for our radio listeners as you know by now we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.